This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So a few weeks ago when this first, all the news started trickling in, it was really about the loan forgiveness as far as affecting, you know, the borrowers in the SAVE program. And locally, a couple students that I've worked with are in sort of the, any form, any borrower, whether it's an income-driven repayment programs, and just the question marks are, everybody's wondering, like, what will happen? Is this a temporary pause? Will it be, you know, you read stories of people's already seeing like loan repayments just skyrocketing already, or the projections to skyrocket if the plans are closed. I know the websites were down and then they were back up even for FAFSA, which is what high school, college going high school students they fill out. That's back up and running. But what I've been fielding from parents is just sort of about borrowing itself, like what's going to happen with borrowing and with loans. And it's a great question. I guess nobody knows. I read today that it was going to be transferred to another federal agency. I believe it was the Small Business Administration in total. But I mean, so it won't mean cutting off funds. I don't think there'll be a disruption, and I do think there'll be the support there macro-wise, but I just don't understand bureaucratically how seamless of a, like anything, you know, at this level, how seamless a transition it really will be. And I do think that there'll be a bit of chaos because, you know, the layoffs already have proven that they've gutted certain departments that were responsible specifically for that. So you're sort of handing it over to a department with maybe just not a lot of experience with a portfolio that big when it comes to loan disbursement. So the big question marks are, hey, is it going to affect when we fill out financial aid for next year? Are we still going to have subsidized, unsubsidized loans, parent plus loans? And will the process be as quote unquote seamless as it is now? Because it really is pretty, it's a pretty smooth system when it just comes to that level of borrowing. I'm not talking about any of the income-driven repayments or the public service loan forgiveness or any of those plans, which I think that's where the most disruption is going to be felt. And you very well could be looking at, if things become as dire as maybe forecast in on that tier, that you will really see defaults and borrowers having significant difficulty repaying. That's sort of my my blanket take on what I'm understanding at this point.
From the universities that I've been to, or even talking with a lot of the other, my colleagues here, it seems like every university has a major campaign for admissions, especially like just in this general area. And it's not a coincidence. Like these colleges need students to keep operations going.
Absolutely.
If we do end up losing, I would say, a significant amount of these students, what's at stake here for these universities?
I do think you will see there significant financial crises at tuition-dependent universities, of which, and when people think, you know, just broadly about college, you might not be thinking of the smaller and the mid-size, the local, you know, the religious affiliated, the schools that really primarily are tuition-dependent institutions. And I think you will see some shuttered as a result, because it really, it's the crisis of affordability has been here. This is not only, I think, shining even a brighter light on it, because of how students are going to have to now, and parents, families, negotiate this entirely new set of potential impediments, but it brings home the how important, again, school choice and what you're going and what you're paying for and what that ROI, what that return on investment could be for the money that you're shelling out. Personally, in my work, what I feel that I'll start to do is just home in on local community college options for prereqs, because there's this wave of uncertainty that juniors and seniors are looking at here, high school juniors and seniors, and I don't know if I feel really comfortable going all in with the level of uncertainty that there is, whereas a community college as a more affordable option to start while things get sort of worked out or find their level again, I think might be really a choice worth considering when it does come to how these students have to make the decision. But I do think you will see institutions that end up being crippled by a decline in enrollment, whether, I don't know, in immediately, but the cascade effect, sure. I think that's a very real possibility.
And then just to wrap it up, is there anything about this, and maybe I didn't ask you, or something that you think our listeners who might have grandchildren or even kids going to university should know before they start the process?
The most important thing is educating yourself, staying current with the news, especially if you are already in a program when it comes to, you know, as I mentioned, the public service loan forgiveness and the save, the repay, income-driven repayment programs, stay current daily. What's going on? What are the updates? Talking with your servicer, maintaining records, I think is very, very important for those that are already enrolled. For those looking ahead, same. Just trying to stay as plugged in. It's what we as counselors and educators have to do as well, so we can provide the most, you know, timely and hopefully thoughtful advice, forward-looking as that could be, to the students and families that we work with. And so, yeah, just getting the questions answered, if that means calling, you know, financial aid administrators at school with specific questions, that's why they're there. So I definitely recommend doing that as well. But that would probably be underscore what I would recommend the most.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.